I grew up in Okemos, Michigan, and I'm a child of two musician parents.
That's Tanya L., cellist with the Cleveland Orchestra, who returns to Mid-Michigan this Saturday to perform with the Lansing Symphony.
My dad taught clarinet at Michigan State University, and my mother is a cellist, and they met playing in the Rotterdam Philharmonic and then moved here. I went through the Okemos Public School System, studied with Louis Potter Jr.
And even earlier, Tanya was also a product of the Suzuki program based out of Okemos.
I was just so lucky that Marilyn Kessler happens to live in town here. She started me, and those group classes were so helpful, getting to play with peers. I think that's one of the main attributes about being a musician is playing chamber music. Also, learning everything by memory when you start out, just internalizing all of the music is one of the wonderful attributes of the Suzuki program.
While she is back in Michigan to play with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra, Tanya L. is also taking the opportunity to guide some young string players from her Okemos alma mater.
I was in contact with Joel Shoot. It was all arranged like that. So I'm looking forward to meeting him today, actually.
And how does Tanya best describe teaching students music?
I'm going to have to quote one of my colleagues in my cello section, Martha Baldwin. It's basically two people in a room trying to figure it out. And I think it's a really healthy attitude. You just try to figure out what will work for whatever individual is sitting with you. And often you will come away with thinking about something in a different way yourself and learning some things.
Your bow shoots all the way to the end. And then it kind of dies a little, and then...
Tanya L. is the Okemos native, Juilliard grad, and cellist with the Cleveland Orchestra, but she has returned to Michigan for a performance with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra and Maestro Timothy Muffet of the Dvorak Cello Concerto.
The Dvorak Cello Concerto is remarkable for the fact that it's great symphonic writing. People will call it a symphonic concerto, and then, you know, when the cello is playing, not during the orchestral tutties, Dvorak was very careful to balance it beautifully and turn it into chamber music. And the writing is so interesting because he gives all the wind players these gorgeous, gorgeous solos. And often there's an incredible interplay between the soloist and the solo instruments of the orchestra. So that is definitely unique about the Dvorak. The heart of it for me comes in the cadenza of the third movement. At the very end, where Dvorak takes a theme from the second movement and he intertwines it with the theme from the first movement in a sort of goodbye section, that would be the heart of it for me. Many people think of it as the pinnacle. Some would even say of any concerto or any string concerto, and a lot of people would say it in terms of cello concerto repertoire, that it's the pinnacle of the repertoire, and it really does have it all.
The Lansing Symphony Orchestra is joined by Okemos native and now Cleveland Orchestra cellist Tanya L. to perform the Dvorak Cello Concerto Saturday night at the Wharton Center. Tickets and more information at lansingsymphony.org. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.